Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And like I like to say, we still are an amazing and audacious generation who are now revolutionizing and reinventing the spirit and style of aging. But as revolutionary as we boomers can be, younger women are inspiring us with their honesty, their courage, and their fierce attitude in challenging some of our most outmoded social norms head on. Our guest today, Britta Lundin, is just such a woman. Britta is a TV writer and an author who has just come out with her latest book that's already garnering critical praise for its groundbreaking coming-of-age story. The book is called Like Other Girls, and Britta joins us today to share all about it. I have been looking forward to this, so welcome, Britta.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
Well, I want to start out, actually, we did get a chance to speak a little earlier, but I want to, again, say congratulations on the book. I know it's been out for, what, 2-3 days, I think just this week, and you have to be excited and also really gratified by the reception you've gotten so far.
It's so exciting. This book has been just a document on my computer for years now, so the fact that it's actually printed on paper and it's in books and it's in bookstores is so exciting. I already have readers contacting me on my website and on Twitter to tell me they've already finished the book, and it's so exciting.
Oh gosh, well, I can imagine. And two, then, did you get like the first time when you saw the galleys and it appeared? Well, I know this is your second book, so it might not have been quite as exciting, but maybe it was even more so, you know, exciting. But when you actually hold that book in your hand and look at it, it's a treat.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it never gets old, I'll tell you that.
Well, and also, I know you have enjoyed some real success as a TV writer, so the world of success is not foreign to you, but also from what we spoke about earlier and from what I'm assuming, this one has to be a real labor of love.
It is. You know, this book, I've been thinking about it for some time. It's the book is about Mara, who is a teenage girl who gets kicked off of her basketball team for getting in a fight. And her basketball coach tells her that if she wants to play basketball again the following year, she has to prove she can play a team sport without fighting. And Mara kind of looks around her and she says, you know, I think I'm going to play football. And so she joins the football team and she's pretty good at it. She really enjoys tackling, and she's a pretty tall girl, and she's got some natural ability, and the guys sort of begrudgingly accept her as a member of their team. And then she's so inspiring that 4 more girls join the team, and they're looking to Mara as the leader of some sort of movement to upend the boys' club culture on the football team. And meanwhile, the boys are looking to her like, what have you done? Why did you get all these girls to join our team? And everyone's expecting something out of Mara, and she's sort of trapped in the middle.
Wow. Well, that is a great synopsis, and it also makes us yearn for more information on this. But I do want to say, too, I've written my book was totally different, but I've written a book myself. It is no easy process, and you mentioned it was a document on your computer for a while, so for maybe a long, long while. But what led you to decide to pull the trigger? You've gotten success as a writer, again, for TV and then your other book. What compelled you to want to write about Mara's story and those of her teammates?
Yeah, you know, I when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time in the library, and I read a lot of books. I remember, you know, I would keep them under my pillow so that I could read them at night. And sometimes I would have 5-6 books under there. My mom would say, how could you even sleep with this many books under your pillow? And I've always been a reader, and I've always enjoyed that life. So it just came naturally to me to be able to tell stories, not just on TV, but as books as well, because I appreciate them both.
And well, and when you were doing this, I've got to ask you, because again, it is, you know, you already are, you have a day job, you have other things. I mean, did you have like a regular writing schedule, or how did this work out? Or do you do it whenever the spirit strikes you, and how long did it take?
Well, it took a couple years, and part of that is because I do have a day job. I work during the day on various, as a writer on various TV shows, and I usually write early in the morning. So I like to wake up, that alarm goes off at 5:30 in the morning, and I pop out of bed, make myself some coffee, start working on my book, and I can get about an hour and a half, 2 hours of writing in before I need to start getting ready for work and go to work. And somewhere in there, I also, you know, say hi to my wife, and we have a one-year-old baby, and you know, feed him breakfast and see what new things he's capable of this morning. And, yeah, so it's kind of – I kind of have two jobs going between the books and the TV, but I enjoy them both so much that I don't want to give either of them up.
Well, and Britta, it sounds like, too, you have a rich life filled with a lot of fun ahead with a one-year-old. So congratulations for that, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's exciting to see what he can get up to. He learns a new skill every day.
Well, you have a lot of, you know, a lot in your future, I will say. But back to the book a little bit, I did want to mention, too, again, my generation, I mean, gender rules and roles were so prescribed. I was in the band and, you know, girls played some instruments, boys played other instruments, this and that. And even, you know, in your own generation, there were still rules. So this story about a young girl who kind of steps out of those rules, it took a lot of courage. And I have a feeling that you might have a little, gone back with some of your own experiences with this. So was it cathartic writing the book for you in a way?
Yeah, you know, it was. It was. I was always a kid who sort of bristled against the gender roles and all of the expectations that were thrown at me because I was a girl. I wanted to rough house and I wanted to hang out with the guys and I wanted to, you know, I didn't want anyone telling me what I could or couldn't do just because I was a girl. I played flag football when I was younger, and I remember there when there was a time we got to, in the school, the town where I grew up, we could play flag football for 2 years, and after that you were expected to graduate to tackle football. And I remember sort of looking around me at the other guys on the team. You know, they weren't mean to me, but they certainly weren't welcoming. The coaches didn't particularly want me there, and my other friends who were girls didn't really understand what I was doing there. And I sort of realized that the only person who wanted me to play football was me. And that was a very lonely feeling. And I ended up not pursuing football, tackle football, after that. But clearly I never stopped thinking about it because here we are 20 years later and I've written a book about it. But the other thing I'm heartened to see is that, you know, as always, progress is happening. Things are changing. When I was growing up in the 90s, there were very few girls playing football. There were some, but not a lot. And now it's growing exponentially. There's so many more girls playing football. I think if this were just a book about one girl on the football team, it would feel a little outdated. Like, so what? There's girls on the football team all over the place. This is a book about five girls on the football team, and they don't all like each other, and they don't all agree with each other. And I think that that is a little bit more of a modern take on the girl on the football team story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you flesh out your characters. I mean, they are real. You know, they're, like you said, there's complex relationships, and they are not a cookie cutter version of yay, we did it, yay, go girl kind of thing. There's a lot of depth in this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our society asks girls to be a specific way, and no two girls are alike, you know. The Mara in this book is very tall. She grew up on a ranch. She's very strong, and she's very masculine presenting. She's gay. She would rather wear pants than a dress to church, for example, even though her mom, to her mom's consternation, because her mom is always trying to get her into a dress, Mara just doesn't want to do that. But where Mara oversteps is in thinking that any of that, you know, makes her in any way better than other girls. You know, Mara looks around and she doesn't see a lot of other girls like her. But I really wanted to get into this idea of what it is to be like other girls or not like other girls. There are four other girls who joined the football team, and they're all different. There is Carly, who is very short in comparison to Mara, but it doesn't let her stop her from doing anything. She's fiery. She's outspoken and political. There is River, who is a theater girl who wears a lot of black and wears this dark lipstick, even to football practice, doesn't let it stop her. There's Kaylee, who's Mormon and wears a very conservative, modest clothing. And all of those ways of being a girl are valid, and that's something that Mara, you know, learns over the course of the book.
Oh, but I mean, it's about self-acceptance. It's about courage. It's about challenging, you know, like I said, outdated, outmoded social norms. And it's really a wonderful book, not only for young adult readers, I have to say. This also is a great book for women my age because, again, we can learn a lot from your generation, from the new options that are out there, and, you know, from really having the courage to pursue things in a different way. So I got to thank you from my bottom of my heart and congratulate you, too. So now you mentioned your website. So where can our listeners go to find out more about you, your work, and, of course, where can they go for this wonderful book, Like Other Girls?
Well, thank you so much. You can find Like Other Girls anywhere online that you buy books or at your favorite local bookstore. You can find more information about me or the book at my website, BrittaLundeen.com, or I'm also on Twitter or Instagram at Britta Lundeen.
Okay, now I have Lundeen written out in the description here, but do you mind spelling Lundeen? Because that's, you know, a lot of people won't spell it. The pronunciation is a little different than one might expect, is what I'm saying.
Sure, it's Lundeen, L-U-N-D-I-N.
Well, Britta Lundeen, this has been a joy and a real pleasure. Before we have to go, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, it's just such a joy to talk to you, and I know that this book is marketed towards young people, but it was so cathartic for me to write it as I was really working out some feelings about what it means to feel like being a girl, and I hope that your readers also find some joy in it.
I am sure they will, just like I did, and as I mentioned too, it really is, even though it's marketed in a certain, you know, to a certain segment, it is a book for all ages. So, Britta, thank you so much for sharing your time and, of course, this important message of courage, self-acceptance, and going for it with us.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Well, and I wish you great success. I know it's coming your way, not only with Like Other Girls, but, of course, in your family life with that little guy you've got. You're going to have a lot of fun in the coming years. And I urge all of you listeners to check out Britta's book. She's a busy lady, but it's really, really going to be a great read for you. It's compelling, and it's guaranteed to open your eyes and keep you turning pages. Also, it's great to share with your grandchildren, too. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Okay, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.